Hello.
And welcome to the Bus Factor, I guess. Big old Bogan. So we actually don't have one of the co-hosts here tonight. So I don't know what should we do?
I don't know. Should I just pretend to be SS23 and see if anybody notices?
Ooh, maybe. We have
an angry call very soon.
Impromptu guess. I just cannot see who the white. Oh, that's TPP. Hey. Welcome. So we've got a special guest. How do you want to be introduced?
TC is absolutely fine.
TC. We have TC. We have our first. We could turn on that. Right, ABS count. That's really small. I'll just do that. Change this. Oh, and that needs to come down. Because we can see the ABS violations. I could probably just pick that up and drag it there. All right, and then font. Make that like big. That big? Yeah, that looks big. And then ABS. Do you know what an ABS is?
An ABS. I am very bad when it comes. Oh, this is ABS finally? Yeah, isn't it? That's the braking system, isn't it?
It is. In the context of the Bus Factor, it is advanced cycle box.
I can see how that lines up with A, B, and S.
Yeah, it was a typo at one point, and it's just stuck.
I see, right.
Ah, that's the bus red light. Which one's
so much history to the Bus Factor.
Cyclist stable. Right, instead of cyclist, we have cyclist instead of taxi. Cool. So the rules are, if you ever see a cyclist run a red light, a bus run a red light, or a bus stop over the advanced cycle box, then shout out and we change some numbers. They're all zero.
Duly noted.
How many buses do you think will run red lights in however long we do this show for?
Given it's a long weekend.
Ooh, long weekend.
Could affect the numbers a wee bit here.
TPP's done 13.
The curious thing is how... that's...
We're going to have one in, like, now.
Yeah, there we go. Right, there we go.
All right, bus count, one.
Do we count the cars?
We don't count cars. It's just too hard.
Yeah, I guess
They just happen.
Yeah, it doesn't quite have the same ring to it either, does it? The car factor is just kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I know that guy. Fuck, he is famous. I could literally send him this on Facebook. Him like fucking live on show breaking the law. Breaking the law by skateboarding in a bus only lane.
Or do we have a number for skateboarders? Skateboarders running in the lights.
Bus lane only towards you guys too. I know. Yeah, what? Ah, that's confusing. I'm confused. I've been doing like training all day, like delivering, and my voice is like real.
I was going to say I'm in the same boat, but I wasn't exactly delivering the training. I was receiving the training.
Yeah, so you got some good training.
Yeah, no, it was good.
It might be a short show today.
Totally understandable.
How short should we do?
Half an hour is probably good.
Because you have one news story, right?
Oh, I found something.
And I have none. I've got a couple.
I could show you this list and you could pick something out of there as well. Actually, I've got a couple here as well. It's like, we've got like, I don't know if we're... Want to spoil it for the audience before I read it out, but we've got that one
you
there.
Just like make a word for it and then say what it is.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Looks like I have two... Something from Poland and something about dogs.
I got something about screen protectors and something about crime lords. It's not really our word. It was two words for each of them, but, you know, Nobody's ever accused me of being good at accounting.
And it's kind of interesting, this Polish one. Right, so, I don't know. How we normally do this is... Oh, you guessed a number, didn't you? I didn't.
Oh, no, I didn't. What do we get on a normal week as an average?
Well, if you watch the show a bit more...
Which I'm totally going to pretend I do every week.
So, for example, TPP has said 13 for the hour. TPP, did you want me to half that if we only do half an hour? He'll reply in like 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Really. Good old info leg, yep.
I'm going to go for half an hour. Four.
I'm going to say, because it's a bit more crazy with all of the traffic and whatnot, and it is a long weekend, I'm going to stretch for six.
Four and six in 6.5.
6.5.
God, it's just half of 13.
Yep.
Right, we got one. So I guess before we start, we can waste some time by doing a quick interview.
Sure.
Do you catch buses?
I don't catch buses very often, largely because I only have to walk out to the train station, so I'm more of a train factor guy.
Train factor's a different podcast.
Oh, shoot, sorry, I shouldn't mention this. Not plugging the other, plugging the competition.
Nah, they just pretend it's something.
Yeah, no, fair. but yeah, no, I mean, occasionally I catch the bus if I'm feeling lazy and it's like raining or some shit. But it's, generally not very often. It's only basically to the train station and basically to the bus factor offices, really.
To the bus factor office.
Yep. One of the amusing things, though, is I still have the old Snapper card from back when Auckland was using Snapper, which always gets me...
Did Auckland use Snapper?
They did, way back in the day. It's sort of like, there you go. It's the old AT hop card.
Oh, wow.
The funny thing is this one used to work in Auckland and Wellington, and the Wellington ones only worked in Wellington, but not Auckland. But then that whole shit show with the buses up in Auckland switching over to the current bus integrated system. This one stopped working, but it still worked in Wellington, hilariously. So.
Oh, yeah?
Every now and then I'll get stopped.
Do you want to be mentioned on Twitter?
Sure, go for it.
TPP, did you see a bus run? I did think there might have been one.
I was not paying attention. I apologize.
I'll add it in a second.
SS23 is going to be sitting there shaking. They're going, God, this new guy's useless.
Oh, now I need to find you from this account. Oh, like, how do I spell your...
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, it's a bit...
You've got there. Oh man, that was nearly right.
Nearly. There you go. Popped up now.
Yeah, there we go. So you catch trains instead.
Yes, I do. Well,
tell me a train story. What's your most exciting train story?
Oh, probably the most exciting train story in recent times was when I was coming back from the from Kawaikon, and there was a guy just openly snorting coke off his phone. That was.
What time of day?
It was like 5:30 or something. It was really bizarre, right? It was just I've never had an experience like that before in my life. Like, it was like normally train riding is a very dull and uninteresting affair because everybody's just on there basically just to get home. But yeah, now this guy was like totally trying to impress his girlfriend by snorting coke off his phone. It was just like the fuck.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It was like eye contact was made, and he was like, because I was like, what the fuck is all that noise? I look at him, and he just looks at me with like freaking coke on his nose, and he's like, bro, you want some? Like, you know, kind of like, provocative fashion. And I was like, nah, bro, I'm all right. And he's like, he looks back down, and it's like, fuck, please get off on a different station.
Crazy.
It was weird as hell.
That's weird than my weird train stories. There's a little copper going there. Oh, there was a red.
Oh.
Just the back end.
Just the back end.
What about buses? You got any crazy bus stories?
Not a lot of crazy bus stories. I guess the only thing was when I was a kid, like we took a bus from, like, you know, grew up in Palmerston North and took a bus down to go and see, God, it was something down in Wellington. I think we went to Te Papa or whatever.
Yeah.
And the bus driver was like nuts. It was absolutely insane. It was the craziest bus driver I've ever seen. And one particular point, he basically merged into a, or two lanes merged into one, and he pushed one of the one of the cars basically onto a traffic island. So this guy was having to ride on this fucking traffic island to go get away from this bus.
Yeah, that sounds a bit nuts.
Yeah, it's sort of the thing with Wellington bus drivers. They either tend to be really fucking good, like absolutely have legendary skills, because if you've seen Wellington roads,
right, oh,
like,
yeah, definitely.
It's crazy they can get those buses up there. They're either...
Especially these, like, double-decker ones.
Oh, I know. Like, how do they not flip them over? I think, like, some of the corners are just so tight. I would just... I would knock that thing over in no time.
I've been on the top, and, like, it just felt like we're going to, like, rock over at some point.
I know, but they never do. I've never heard of one go over like that. So, it's like, they must have some crazy, like, active stability thingy going on there that's just making
them not They probably have really heavy weights in the bottom.
Oh, exactly. Just, especially with Wellington's winds too, you'd think it would like the moment it just catches, like go down Featherston Street, and as soon as it hits one of those intersections, it's just going to go whoop.
So, what do you think of the double deckers? Have you ridden?
I've been on them a few times. Yeah, haven't thought too much about it. They're just like, oh, it was interesting being on it. You can sort of see into the first story offices, which is kind of interesting. But
yeah,
I did notice that they do have a USB port all the way down the buses, and I always thought that it would be kind of an interesting...
I haven't actually noticed that, to be honest.
Yeah, no, they've got some USB ports on them.
Interesting.
I'm kind of curious about what things you could... I mean, you know, if you were a... unscrupulous individual.
Ooh, I don't know anyone that matches that description.
No, nor do I. I also probably wouldn't trust anything.
No one.
Thing anyway, but it's not like they're going to be fast at charging anything anyways. Kind of everything's all USB-C these days.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we were doing this secure development training, and like at the start of it, we're like, yeah, legal disclaimer, like stuff we teach you here, like it is illegal if you don't have permission.
Yeah.
And then like halfway through, we're talking about something, and he's like, oh, I'll try this on this. And we're like, just remember that this is all illegal unless you have permission. He's like, oh, yeah, I mean, I won't do that.
No. And I'm not suggesting anybody do anything crazy as well, but, you know.
Yeah.
Duly noted. But
so what do you think about the new bus network?
New bus. So I'm actually a little bit behind on that, which is a bit appalling for somebody who's...
man, that guy looks like the same guy that nearly got run over in one of my videos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One of the real first guys that like fucking crossed the road, nearly got fucking plastered, and walked on like nothing happened. I was like, damn.
That is, yeah.
Highly likely it is actually the same guy. Like, he probably works around here and wears a suit. And
that would make sense.
How many people wear suits and work in this area?
Oh, this is true. Oh, you definitely notice that with the CBD, right? Like,
yeah.
As you go further south,
yeah.
Further, you know, further towards this end, it sort of gets more, I don't know, cultural and, you know.
Cultural.
I don't know. So cultural isn't like, you know, you get people with crazy colour hair. You get people wearing, like, awesome, like, you know, expressive outfits and all sorts of awesome stuff. And as you get further and further north, it just gets more and more corporate-y.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm trying to find a word for, like, you know, that sort of Wellington vibe that you get with a lot of these things as well. It's kind of, yeah.
So... I just noticed I'm using Stephen's mic at the moment.
Oh, right.
And
I can swap over if you.
Oh, no, it's all right.
Prefer this one.
Because this has a scrap of food on it if you look closely.
Oh, that's.
Not sure why he's got a scrap of food. Oh, there's like an ABS violation with a cyclist there. ABS count. One.
There you go.
Fuck yeah, we got the ABSs. It might be a bit. Jesus, like there's people still crossing the road. How?
I think I just gave him a bit of a. It's like, you're in the wrong, mate.
Fuck you.
We may not be too kind to buses on this show, but that one's not really in their fault.
Oh, yeah. quite a lot of stuff we see, it's just not the bus driver's fault.
Oh, yeah, I totally get that. It was pedestrians in Wellington are just nuts. I mean, myself included, I can't imagine.
Yeah, Wellington is one of the most jaywalking cities in the world, I think.
That would not be surprising in the slightest. Oh, is he going? Yeah, he's over.
I mean, he didn't, like, stop, but he got slow enough.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was still red, though.
Yeah. So I guess I'll do one story.
Yeah, go for it.
So in Poland, they have buses with bus stops. They endorsing graffiti on their bus stops.
That's interesting.
Because birds fly into the bus shelters and get hurt, I guess. So now they're like, yeah, we'll just put some fucking paint up on this window.
And they're just...
Birds stop flying into it. But I'm like, man, that's like a weird thing to do.
Crowdsourcing your anti-bird strike, stickers and stuff. It's I don't know. It depends on the aesthetic of the town, right? Like, you know,
yeah.
If you just had like naff-ass graffiti like, on every single bus, it would look awful. But if you actually get like proper street artists doing stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you can get some real nice street art. But yeah, no, that's basically that.
Yeah, interesting.
Oh, potentially life-threatening obstacle, apparently, these birds. So you had a story, didn't you?
Oh, I do. Well, I don't know. Which one do we want to start with? I mean, have we talked about the interesting Samsung fingerprint vulnerability on the show so far?
Oh, there was one. And there was an ABS. So there was an ABS plus bus count.
There we go. Three. Oh, looks like I might be beating your record here. I've got 3 and 15 minutes. That kind of translates well to 16 and 6 and 30. But yeah, so there's an interesting vulnerability with the Samsung Galaxy S10 and the Note 10, which Samsung have patched, fortunately. I'm trying to pick the trying to pick the food off the
I am
the microphone. It's kind of gross. It's a little bit distracting.
I just don't know why he has food on his microphone.
I'm trying to figure that out as well. Like, how would you get food close to a microphone? What kind of feasible?
He must have had food in his mouth, or like maybe he was eating with it. But
I should probably stop shitting on him while he's not here. I'm gonna get.
Like, nah, I always shit on him when he's not here. He should be listening like a real fan, but he's not.
Oh, is he not? Oh,
God. I don't think he is.
Oh, there's no fun in that, then, is there? But yeah, no. So there's been a vulnerability in the old fingerprint reader. So Samsung, obviously, they're trying to kind of differentiate themselves as, we innovate in all sorts of interesting new ways. We can do Apple too. And so they put the fingerprint reader under the screen, which actually looks pretty cool. Like, you can sort of just like put your finger on the screen and it just goes, oh yeah, that's your finger.
Oh yeah.
But problem is if you put a screen cover over the front of it, then it thinks every finger looks exactly the same, and then you could just get straight into the straight into the phone.
There was like a Deliver Easy guy. Oh, this could be a cyclist. Yeah. No, he's stopping.
No, he's
Like, this is a problem from, like, the, like, fucking 60s. Like, you could get those cheap, shitty fingerprint readers, and you just put a piece of sellotape over it.
Yeah.
And then put your finger on, and it'll just do whoever did the last one.
Well, this is slightly different in regards. They didn't do it like that, where, you know, you copy somebody's fingerprint.
Yeah.
This was basically, if you register your fingerprint with the screen protector on, it would go, oh, yeah, that finger looks like a screen protector. And then so the next person comes along with a completely different finger.
I get you.
And then they're like, oh, yeah, that one still looks like a screen protector.
Oh,
and
wow.
So it's a really bad vulnerability there. So anybody can get in. So it looks like they patched it out, which is kind of interesting. But it's a bit, oof.
Yeah, and you just wouldn't notice.
No, you wouldn't, because it's not really like in your kind of testing your kind of testing framework is like, oh yeah, let's stick fingerprint readers, like screen protectors, on everything and then do the tests again.
Yeah.
There's so many real life kind of things you have to work around with. It's kind of, I don't know, it was an interesting thing anyway. I'm glad it's patched.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's patched. I don't know what it actually whether it just makes it so that it doesn't work with a screen protector anymore, which at least it's failing closed, or what the fucking story is. But yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Right, I've got one. So I didn't do the B-side, B-roll, but there's a little dog here.
Oh, yeah.
Does he look sad?
No, he does
look forlorn.
Sad.
Forlorn. So a dog photographed sitting alone and looking forlorn on a bus is set to get a new home after the picture was shared thousands of times on Facebook. The dog does look pretty sad.
It's a very memeable picture, that one.
Like, oh, yeah.
You know, aerial font, white text.
I know. How do we get this? Yeah, it just looks like real sad. Like, I don't know. Oh, it's also on a bus. Like, yeah, on a bus. That's why it's on the bus factor.
Yep.
There's a dog on a bus looking sad.
I'm glad you're bringing the bus news to the bus factory. Yeah, I'm really bad. I'm just finding security for security things.
That's what I do. Yeah. Do you have another security one?
I do. I didn't read it enough ahead, so I'm just going to kind of have to wing it.
That's what we do every week.
But it's kind of a catchy title. It was a company that sold encrypted phones was run by crime lords.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. So apparently it was the what was it? I'm trying to find out the name of the thing. It's this is why you read ahead, folks. I'm very unprepared, but then again, I was asked to jump on the show about
can
5 minutes before.
Can anyone tell that he's underprepared more than we would be? Like, just can anyone tell? Like, I don't know. It seems about the same.
Oh shoot! Did you see that guy just
jumped? Yeah, I did.
Oh. Matey.
He saw a gap.
He saw a gap.
Just Wellington knows how to... Wellington knows how to jaywalk.
Oh, absolutely. Well.
All right, we got 4. So that's me winning.
Oh, I see. So what they did here was they had Nexus 5 and Nexus 5X phones. They loaded it with a custom OS that kind of looked like BlackBerry a wee bit. But,
oh, yeah.
And they were like, oh, yeah, it's secure. Don't worry, guys. And it's, yeah, it turns out they were like kind of a bit of a dodgy background. But, oh, yeah. The very bottom of the story is this is, it's a fascinating and at times horrifying story. Warning, it describes a murder. So there's obviously a lot more to the story, which if I was prepared, I would actually have... figured out.
Yeah, fair enough.
But anyway, it looks like there's a supply chain attacks is a problem, folks.
I have also just realized, and I apologize, our clock time is out.
Oh, is it? Have we not adjusted for daylight?
The camera clock. I don't know what we've adjusted to. It is the 17th of October.
Oh, is it?
That's midnight.
Midnight? Oh, yeah, now I think I know why that is. Because our local cleaning robot, the Roomba, keeps eating the cables and pulling everything off the wall there.
The camera wasn't actually plugged in after last week.
No. Oh, wasn't it? Oh, okay, right. Yeah, gotcha. So
that must just remember the same time and not have NTP. I'm sure we turned on NTP, though. I don't know.
Well, that might be a bit of a problem if we're trying to record this, I guess, you know, and trying to... For the purposes of...
That's all right, but... Oh, no one cares.
Yeah, well,
like,
yeah, we
literally no one cares about any of this footage. Just
that is a real thing. How are you going with that? I don't know.
How do I do what?
Sorry. How are you going with all of that, by the way? Is there anything sort of interesting happened over the last, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks with that whole rigmarole?
Yeah, so I don't know. The gist is that Metlink have been quite negligent. And like also covering up, which like I feel that's worse than negligence. Like,
oh, absolutely.
They're just like, there's no issue. We've got this report that says there's no issue. And I'm like, oh, what about this point of the report? And they're like, we see nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. But yeah, I don't know. I my next steps, which I'm still not sure whether I want to go through, is write one final letter to the CEO of Metlink, being like, this is my last attempt to make a complaint to you that you take seriously.
Yeah.
And I'll point out that he has failed to respond to a complaint I've made in the past about his staff. And mm-hmm. His recent comments seem to imply that he doesn't take health and safety seriously and values his staff higher than legal requirements.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the gist is I'll do that. Weren't expecting anything. Next steps from there is just tell WorkSafe being like, hey, here's all the evidence and leave them do it.
Yeah, see where it goes from there. And then
potentially CEO will get fired and... all the senior management team at Metlink.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
literally a breach of Health and Safety at Work Act.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
It's over a year with evidence.
It's surprising just how blatantly plain and obvious a lot of this is, but it's just like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've read my draft, which I need to clean up. It's like 7 pages long.
It's got the content, but it's yeah, like, you know, once we get a, you know, I always say it was. technical writing training today, so it's like, you know,
you can rewrite it if you want.
Oh no, I'm all good.
I just need to cut out some of it, make it clear key points, and yeah, just leave it.
See where it goes from there, right? But
or got a newcomer. Do you want to talk? Oh, he doesn't want to talk.
He doesn't want to talk.
Well, anyway.
Hey, it's my first time on the show. I haven't freaking talked to
him. I don't have any more stories. Do you have any more stories?
Oh, no, that's basically it. It's basically 1.5 stories I've presented there. So,
should we call it a day?
The bus factor light today.
Yeah. I don't know. We got no more stories, folks.
I still feel bad about missing your 100. came up to him about half an hour ago. He's like, oh, so when's the bus factor number 100? He's like, oh, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, this is 102, I think.
I don't really have a lot of excuse, seeing as my desk is literally like right here. So,
yeah, well, it didn't used to be for a year.
No, this is true.
Or more.
Definitely noticed.
However long we've been doing this. Yeah, so I guess I'll let you get this one. Right, that's just easy. Right, so that puts us...
Was that two there? Because I thought I saw one going the other direction.
So what we can do quickly is go to the replay.
Oh, instant replay.
Nah, it's too long.
Nah, damn.
TPP might know if it's two, but...
So we're...
Currently we're in the middle.
Yeah, so we're sort of both equally losing, but...
Yeah. I mean... We can wait until the end of this intersection. I reckon this Island Bay will go through.
Yeah.
Yep, he's going.
He's going.
Oh, he might fit. He might fit.
Let's see.
He's going slow. Oh, this guy slowed down. Two ones in a row. Just a lot of people need to go to Island Bay, folks.
Well, as I say, it is a long weekend. Everybody will be trying to
run. Oh, look at this. Easy.
Yeah, right. There we go.
That's a six.
That's a six. There we go.
Nothing of concern, folks.
And what's the time? Do we get it on half hour? Oh, we've got 3 minutes left. So
we do have an outro song.
Oh, okay, right. So
I reckon we can call this.
Yeah, fair.
I'll give you and TP a shared one because we can do an integer division.
Fair enough.
Of his 13.
That's understandable. We'll round down. Yep.
And there's a taxi. That can be his 0.5.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Hey, no worries at all.
Thank you, listeners, for all the support. And we'll see you next time we do a show. Hopefully next week.
Sounds good.
See ya.
Lip, oh yeah. Lip, 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 l